Good morning. This is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Matthew chapter 13, verses 24 through 30 and 36b through 43. The Reverend Michael Meyer is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by the LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from the Holy Gospel of St. Matthew, the 13th chapter. He put another parable before them, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while his men were sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. So when the plants came up and bore grain, then the weeds appeared also. And the servants of the master of the house came and said to him, 'Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? How then does it have weeds?' He said to them, 'An enemy has done this.' So the servants said to him, 'Then do you want us to go and gather them?' But he said, 'No, lest in gathering the weeds you root up the wheat along with them. Let both grow together until the harvest, and at harvest time I will tell the reapers, gather the weeds first and bind them in bundles to be burned, but gather the wheat into my barn.' And his disciples came to him, saying, 'Explain to us the parable of the weeds of the field.' He answered, 'The one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed is the sons of the kingdom. The weeds are the sons of the evil one, and the evil and the enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are angels. Just as the weeds are gathered and burned with fire, so will it be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will gather out of his kingdom all causes of sin and all lawbreakers, and throw them into the fiery furnace. In that place, there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears, let him hear. O Lord, have mercy upon us."
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
In these last days of great distress, grant us, dear Lord, true steadfastness. Amen. When I was studying for my undergrad degree, I regularly enjoyed sitting in the student section for football games. You might have done the same. The energy and the school spirit, of course, was always remarkable, especially because we didn't really have that good of a team at the time. Regardless, as with most larger universities, our marching band would always put on a nice halftime show. They weren't a big band, but they worked hard, and they played enjoyable music. And if you're familiar with the concept of marching bands, well, you know that they move around throughout the show into different shapes as they entertain the crowd and play their music. And by the end of their show, this group would always end up in the shape of a large diamond M, an homage of sorts to our mascot, the Mustangs, and they'd play our fight song before yielding the field. And there's one particularly memorable game when we were playing our crosstown rivals on their field. It was memorable not for the game itself, we lost, but it was memorable because of a clever prank that our band successfully planned and executed. You see, that week, when they landed in their final formation of the Diamond M, well, every single one of them pulled discreetly upon a string that was tied to their belts, and from the bottom of their pant legs, a bag of seed opened up, of rye grass seed. And nobody noticed this. Nobody really noticed at all until 3 months later, of course, when the regular sod went dormant and the rye was lush and green, mysteriously in the shape of a large diamond M. When it made the news that following February, the pranksters knew that their patience had paid off. It was clever, it was funny, of course, and in the end, it really was pretty harmless. The rye, after all, would not go to seed. The regular grass would wake up in March and April, because this was Texas, right? And the effects of the prank would be over. Now, in our reading this morning, Jesus tells a parable of two different kinds of seed being sown. The farmer sows good seed in his field, while the enemy sows weeds, not as a harmless prank, but to squeeze out and to choke the crop, to subvert the will of the farmer. And we see in this parable many things. But primarily, we see the patience and the great mercy of God. For he could have simply started over, right? He could have had it all plowed under and started again, but not so our Lord. He does not want to see any to go to waste. So starting over is not an option. Similarly, rather than lose any of the harvest by uprooting the weeds right away, he waits. He waits for it all to mature before separating the wheat from the tares. So it is with us. The sons of God and the sons of the devil live alongside each other in this world where peace is not lasting and the battle is for your soul. Sometimes it's easy to spot the tares, isn't it? They wrap themselves around the wheat and they attack in the open. They're hostile to the gospel and they seek the death of Christians. Other times you can't tell them apart by just looking at them. Their attacks go unseen. Their roots entangle with that of the wheat. The end goal, though, is the same: to take that which is meant for the good seed and to squander it upon themselves, stealing nutrients and producing nothing but bitterness and poison. Thus, the sons of the devil will take and take and take, but will bear no usable fruit. They seek to leave behind not peace, but destruction. We see in this parable how precarious life really is, how much we must rely on the patience and the goodwill of the one who planted us. And we see how much the devil will do to hinder and to harm the farmer, to destroy the crop. So take heed. Tolkien would describe the situation, the scenario, as standing on the edge of a knife, right? After all, stray but a little, and the quest fails, right, in his words. So when the reapers come, and come they will, what will they find among us? Well, first, they'll find the fruitless weeds sown by the devil. The lawbreakers, the unrepentant, they shall be cut down, unable to masquerade any further as wheat. They'll be separated from the harvest and cast into the fiery furnace where teeth will be gnashed and eyes will weep. Second, the reapers will find the wheat, the fruit of the good seed that was sown by the farmer. That is, they'll find the repentant. They'll be gathered up and brought into the barn clean and safe. And then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. This promise, and it is a promise, is for you, and it is for your children, for all who are far off. And yet it is not yet harvest time, despite the fact that it's October, nearing the end of it. It's not harvest time in this sense yet. The sons of the evil one still surround us, don't they? And some of them we can see and identify clearly, like Hinduism or Buddhism. Some of these groups claim Jesus in some form or another, but not before relegating him, of course, to simply being maybe a prophet of Muhammad, as in Islam. Or others still may claim that Jesus is a god, separate from the Father, of course, and perhaps even the brother of Lucifer, like what the Mormons would claim. Their denial of Christ is real. They should be marked and they should be avoided, whether they beat with their fists or whether with their forked tongues they deny the God of the Scriptures, as they seek to deceive, if possible, the elect. Others we can't see or identify clearly. Outwardly they may look, they may even perhaps speak like us, but like the Pharisees, are dead on the inside. In these cases, it is not our task to distinguish one from the other. That is the task of the one who reaps. So, simply repent and look to the farmer. He is coming soon. Even now, the winnowing fork is in his hand. The angels stand ready. So in the meantime, receive the comfort from the one who planted you. Be at peace in the one who has watered you. Be strengthened by the sun shining upon you. Send your roots deep into the good soil of his abiding word. And when all is said and done, simply await the harvest. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Let us pray. Lord, let at last thine angels come. To Abram's bosom bear me home, that I may die unfearing, and in its narrow chamber keep my body safe in peaceful sleep until thy reappearing. And then from death awaken me, that these mine eyes with joy may see, O Son of God, thy glorious face, my Savior and my fount of grace. Lord Jesus Christ, my prayer attend, my prayer attend. I will praise thee without end. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by the LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.